We gotta find a paw print. That's the first clue. We put it in a notebook, and now what do we do? Blues, Clues, Blues, Clues.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Our next guest brought a new message to the table when he helped develop the popular children's TV series Blue's Clues in 1996. That message, he says, is as true today as it ever was. Don't underestimate the attention span of today's children.
He says children need diverse, complex content in TV shows and books to grow, and that's not what kids are often getting these days. So are we underestimating our kids and what they're able to understand? And if so, how do we get those more complex options in front of them?
In addition to being the co-creator of Blue's Clues, Todd Kessler is the author of the new children's book, The Good Dog. He also wrote an opinion piece for USA Today on kids, content, and attention spans. Todd, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's great to be here.
So big picture, Todd, are we as a society underestimating the entertainment needs and wants of our kids?
Well, there's a rumor going on in the public media that kids today have short attention spans. There's a lot of hand-wringing and worrying about all the devices, the phones, the screens, the pads, the computers that children are spending time with, and it's bandied about. You see it everywhere that children have short attention spans, but nobody's actually defined what an attention span is, let alone how you would actually test that. And my feeling is it's really easy to say kids aren't paying attention, but it's harder for ourselves as adults and especially as content creators to say, well, maybe they're not engaging as much because we're not providing them with good enough material.
So where does this idea of the short attention span come from, and why is it so persistent that it's been hanging on all these years?
That's a really good question. I wish I could answer it. I wasn't responsible for it, so I don't know where it came from. When I did do Blue's Clues, there was that same myth in the television industry. Sesame Street had promoted a magazine format of short segments no longer than 3 minutes apiece, and everybody thought then that kids couldn't possibly sit still for more than pay attention to one idea for more than 3 minutes. And I thought, if you tell them a good story, I knew from my experience with my own kids that, you know, they'll sit for an unbelievably long time if the story is good enough. So I proposed, amid lots of skepticism, a show that was a continuous 24-minute narrative, which was Blue's Clues. And they didn't think it would succeed, but when we tested it with children, their attention was extremely high, and higher than Sesame Street.
How did you actually sat down kids and watched them and tried to measure their attention? How did you prove to these skeptical executives that, hey, this thing could actually work?
Well, luckily in television, for preschoolers, there's actually a scientific method. So we hired an outside company, and what they do is they put a group of preschoolers in a room with a television, and they surround the kids with toys and books and other objects that would distract them, that are fun to play with. And then they go behind a two-way mirror. And behind that two-way mirror, there's one researcher for each preschooler. And they put the program on the TV. And then the simple scientific method is each researcher notes when the preschooler's eyes are on screen or they're distracted and playing with the items around them. And they track that throughout the program. The great thing about the preschool audience is they're honest. So if your show isn't good, they won't pretend to like it. They'll just turn away and start doing other stuff. So with that method of testing, Sesame Street at the time tested in the mid-70s around 73-74% attention. That means 73 or 74% of the time kids were watching and not doing other things. And Blue's Clues, we tested with our pilot 93% attention. So we knew we had something.
And Blue's Clues was, what, half an hour long?
Yes, half an hour. There actually was 25 minutes, but yes.
So do we know what the outer limits of the attention span might be? Are you going to, do you think that kids might have attention spans similar to adults, that they might sit down to watch and attend to a two-hour movie narrative?
Well, certainly they've been watching Walt Disney movies for generations, and those are 2 hours, and they certainly, you know, some of them are great and really hold kids' attention. Also, I mean, something you have to realize, too, is that kids do multitask, and it's, you know, they may be even getting more than you think out of it. But I think it's up to us to tell good stories with complex situations and rich characters that resemble the complexities of the people in the world that surrounds them, and that's what engages kids.
Talking to Todd Kessler, co-creator of the TV show Blue's Clues and author of the new children's book The Good Dog. He's making the case that as part of a kid's media and entertainment mix, they need longer form stuff, things with longer stories, 20 plus minutes shows on TV, and then Todd, the books. And you write that there's been a trend, shorter and shorter books, lower and lower word counts for preschool kids.
Yeah, I mean, if you go into a bookstore now, you'll find that 90-95% of the books available, or the books that have been published in the past 10 years, are in what they call the 32-page format. A few are in the 40-page format, and that's basically 24 pages of content, and they're usually limited to 500 to 700 words. We did a study. We randomly picked a dozen or so of the recently published books, and the average word count was actually under 500. Now, a 500 word book, or even a 700 word book, takes about 3.5 minutes to read. It's not much of an experience, a long experience for a kid. And to my mind, I think some of the short books are wonderful, and the illustrations are brilliant. But to me, 500 to 700 words is more the amount of text you need to relate a poem. And they're poetry, and they're nice moments, and they might have a little lesson in them, but they're not a story with a narrative arc.
And it wasn't always like this either. That's kind of the interesting thing. As a parent, you really notice it. I have newer books, and then I have some older Dr. Seuss books left over from when I was a kid. And those books, you go, wow, these books are still going. You know, these are really chunky books.
Right.
And you're saying maybe it needs to be a little more like that, at least have those options on the table kids.
I think that there's room for all kinds of formats for kids. But what the format that has been neglected is the longer form book. You're right about Dr. Seuss, The Lorax, the Horton books, Horton Hears a Who. They're all about 2,000 words, which is the length of my book, The Good Dog. And children definitely have the capacity to sit still. We have reviews online of our book from parents saying, I read it to my 2.5-year-old kid, and they sat through the entire thing.
You said you want to see a mix. You don't want to get rid of the Sesame Street or the shorter books, but you want those longer ones. And I want to ask, what do we lose if we don't have those longer form options, those longer stories on TV in books?
I mean, I think you're missing an opportunity for kids to really sharpen their thinking skills, their thinking skills, their reasoning skills, their ability to make their own decisions. And I think it's really important, especially in today's world, to not baby our kids, but to give them material that's challenging and helps them become independent thinkers.
We're talking right now with author and Blue's Clues co-creator Todd Kessler. His new book is called The Good Dog. He's taking TV producers and publishers to task a little bit for reinforcing what he says is the myth of the short attention span. He says kids should have more complex and longer form TV and book content to help their minds grow.
And you can join our conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you think we're not giving kids enough credit when it comes to how much information they can process, how long they'll stick around and pay attention. Do you agree with our guests that we need more diverse and complex TV and book options for kids to grow? Is there a longer book, a TV show maybe, that you turn to that you think gets at this need? And what is it? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation after a look at the news with Kristen Durst. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking with the author and Blue's Clues co-creator Todd Kessler. His new children's book is called The Good Dog, and he's here with us today to make the case that kids need more complex books and TV shows.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think that entertainment options for kids are too dumbed down, or there aren't long-form ones? Do you think we underestimate the attention span of kids? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers. Joan is with us now in Spring Green. Joan, hi.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think that we try to dummy it down too much. I don't have children of my own, but I have my nieces and nephews a lot, and it seems that when they're at my house, they will sit and listen to me read Where the Sidewalk Ends, Shel Silverstein. They'll sit for almost the entire book. These are 4 and 5 year olds, and there's a 10 year old, but for them, that opened up a whole new world for them. They want new experiences, and they want their minds to be tested and to be thinking about why they, things while they're reading and listening.
Joan, thanks a lot for that call. And so you're not the only one seeing this, Todd, definitely. Do you have any other favorites in books or TV world that you think will help solve the problem you're looking at?
There is very little. I think that part of the problem is economics, that the traditional book publishers figured, well, the 32-page format, it's really printed on one sheet of paper in China and cut up, and it's very inexpensive, and they make good money on it, so they've just decided to keep it simple. But no, there's really very little out there besides the older books, and we especially look to Dr. Seuss for inspiration, because many of his books were in a much longer format.
Thank you so much for that call. We're going to go next to Pat in Duluth. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're coming through.
Hi. I went to the Minnesota meeting of the Children's Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators about a month ago, and they were talking about a 500-word limit for children now. I'm going to say that's, I don't remember the age group that was in, but, you know, I'm doing some writing for children, and I know I'm way too wordy. So I just wondered if your guests had talked about the word limits for different ages or not.
All right, great question. 500-word limit among some age groups. So what do you think about that?
That's Tom? Exactly what I'm talking about. It is, there is this unwritten rule among publishers and book agents that if you're going to submit a children's book, it had better be under between 500 and 700 words, or you should forget about it. And I think that this is really short-selling our children. Again, some books, the right story, you know, may fit into that format, but it excludes a whole genre of books with really rich narrative storytelling that children love and desire. I mean, we heard it from the couple phone calls that came in already.
This is like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It could be,
yeah.
Oh, children's attention spans are short, so we're only going to give them short stuff, and that might make them have short attention spans in turn.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You got it.
And what do you think will change that assumption? I mean, Blue's Clues was out there. That was longer, and it was a hit TV show. What needs to happen to turn the corner?
It's always a fight. You know, after I did Blue's Clues, Nickelodeon came out with Dora, which was also a longer narrative format. We just have to lead by example. It's been, I'm excited about our book. I know the one thing I know is when it's in bookstores and independent bookstores and Barnes & Noble, everybody has really embraced it because it is completely different than anything else on the shelf. You can just see by how wide the spine is and how much it weighs. When you feel it in your hands, you know you're dealing with a different kind of book.
And you went into the book, The Good Dog, with a mission. I mean, you were trying to write a book to answer this problem you see out there, it sounds like.
Actually, I sat down and there was a story that I wanted to tell for children, and I wrote it. And I looked at it, and it seemed to be good. And then I did what I always do with these projects, is I put it in front of children. I read it to children. I had my teacher friends take it, to classes of kids, and they read it. And I saw that it worked. And when I knew that it worked for children, which is exactly what I did with Blue's Clues, then I decided to go ahead with it. And that's when I discovered that there were these rules about how long books could be. And I knew it would be a struggle and a challenge, and it was, but that was the fun of it. That was the fun of doing Blue's Clues, too.
We're talking with Todd Kessler right now, the co-creator of the TV show Blue's Clues, author of the new children's book, The Good Dog, talking about kids' attention spans. Our guest says they're a lot longer than we give kids credit for, and they need that to grow up and to learn and to be better readers, better thinkers. We're going to go next to our callers again. Tim is on the line with us in Eau Claire. Tim, hi.
Hello. My son was raised originally on Blue's Clues. When he was 3, it was his favorite TV show. By the time he was 5, his favorite TV show was How It's Made, which is not specifically a TV show geared towards children. And he was also at that point reading Laura Ingalls Wilder books. And we, living in Wisconsin, brought him over to Caddy Woodlawn and all of that kind of stuff and showed him all of that. Now he is 8. And he's doing 6th grade curriculum and absolutely devouring it.
Tim, thanks a lot for that. And Todd, does that make sense to you? Do you think there is a correlation between these longer form things and achievement?
Oh, yeah, I identify with that. His statement there. When my daughter was 5 years old and we were living actually in New York City, I read her the entire Little House on the Prairie series. And I remember the most striking thing about it. So every night we would read as much as we could before we went to bed. And it took, I guess, about a year or so to read the whole series. And then the day we finished, when she was 6.5, 7 years old, she picked up the first book and began to read it again. And then she spent the next year reading the entire series again herself. So I really believe in the power of narrative storytelling. Laura, Little House on the Prairie is a fabulous example of that.
Todd, briefly, as we wrap up, are you a lone voice in the wilderness, or do you see other people taking up this message for longer content for kids?
If you run into them, let me know and have them give me a call, because we have not run into anyone yet doing what I'm doing with this book. I'm coming out with a second book in the spring as well, which is called The Good Dog and the Bad Cat, and which will also be the same length. No, we have not seen anything, amazingly.
Todd, thanks a lot for spending time with us today.
It was great to be with you guys.
I've been talking to Todd Kessler. He's the co-creator of the children's TV show Blue's Clues. He's the author of the new children's book called The Good Dog.